Hello again, folks. Well, among other genres of music, I occasionally love a good opera, if the singers are up to snuff, that is. So, when recently perusing a magazine, I was quite pleasantly surprised to come across an article about opera. It seems to me that I seldom see such articles in magazines these days. I'm going to share it here because it's my hope that it might be of interest to at least a couple of you. I'm thinking in particular of Omani Blog and McColgan and Calmwater 73. Now, if an article about opera would not make you sing for joy, feel free to skip this. That would not offend me in the least. So, this article is called Personal Best, My Verdict, A Love Supreme. It's by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as told to Ruth Frederick Allen, and was originally published in the January 2016 issue of AARP magazine. Only one thing can distract Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg from the law, the opera. What do I love about opera? It's glorious music, high drama, and gorgeous voices. An operatic voice is like no other. I was a supernumerary once, an extra in Die Fledermaus, and was seated within 3 feet of Placido Domingo. I had never heard a voice of that beauty so close up. It felt as if an electric shock were running through me. I think Mozart's operas, The Marriage of Figaro and Don Giovanni, are the two most perfect ever written. The music is magical. The sextet in The Marriage is the most hilarious piece in all of opera. And Don Giovanni has the most seductive duet, La ci darem la mano, sung when the Don attempts to seduce Zerlina. One day I'll say, The Marriage is my favorite opera. The next day, The Don. In 2015, an opera opened about me and Justice Antonin Scalia. It's called Scalia Ginsburg. The composer, Derek Wang, has degrees in music from Harvard and Yale. Enrolled in law school, he was reading Dueling Opinions by me and Justice Scalia, and decided he could compose an appealing comic opera from them. He used lines from opinions, speeches, and articles we've written. The opera is really touching, because it shows two people who interpret the Constitution differently, but genuinely like each other. The last duet we sing is, We are different, we are one. Different in the way we interpret written text, one in our reverence for the institution we serve, the Supreme Court of the United States. How do you get to know opera? For me, it began when I was 11 in 1944. My aunt took me to a high school in Brooklyn for a condensed version of La Gioconda. I loved it. In high school, I started attending the New York City Opera. To save money, I'd go to dress rehearsals, or I'd buy tickets for seats in the last row of the top balcony. When it came time to introduce my daughter to opera, I played a recording of Mozart's Così fan tutte with a libretto in English during dinner. After she'd heard it maybe 4 or 5 times, we read the libretto together. Then my husband and I took her to a performance. By then, she knew most of the lyrics by heart. She was 8 years old. My son's first exposure was Aida. One way to get to know and love opera is by attending the Metropolitan Opera simulcasts in a movie theater. I went to 4 or 5 last year. Most of the time, even when I go to sleep, I'm thinking about legal problems. But when I go to the opera, I'm just lost in it, loving it. And I don't think about any legal briefs at all. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 82, is an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court.